Loving God, I ask thee to uphold me that I may uplift thee. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. That powerful story is a story which touches your life and mine in a unique and powerful way. It is a story of sacrifice that each of us needs to take very personally. The reality of watching those individuals who come in contact with Jesus throughout the experience of these last days as we have journeyed through the days of Holy Week has been the opportunity to meet those individuals who, in the words of Brother Mark on Monday evening, those individuals who were in a collision with Jesus. A collision with Jesus. Meeting Jesus and coming to having to face the reality that the sacrifice that we have just witnessed is something which is transformative in our lives. Who did you identify with in the story? Peter, who was so keen to declare his faithfulness to Jesus that he was prepared to go with him even into the courtyard of the high priest's home. Yet even in that setting, time after time after time, even denying that he knew Jesus. Who did you identify with? The people in the crowds who were moved for whatever reason to shout out, "Crucify him!" Bowing to peer pressure? Who did you identify with in that story? The disciples who had followed Jesus to the Garden of Gethsemane? They had just shared that wonderful story of the Passover in the midst of that marvelous meal in which the story of the redemption of God's people, leading God's people from slavery to freedom, is told in a time-honored way. They had followed the framework of the story. They had consumed 4 glasses of wine. They had fallen asleep. A number of years ago, I had the privilege of having a sabbatical. And the first place that I visited was a place that was always on my bucket list. It was the home of a man named Thomas Merton, who was a monk who lived in Benedictine discipline in community in Kentucky. He was a man in the 50s and 60s, that's the last century I'm talking about, who was a person who challenged people in terms of their relationship with God, who challenged the patterns of life where civil strife was a reality south of the border. He, time and again, was challenging people to think about their relationship with Jesus. He wrote poems. He wrote narrative. He shared his own story of faith. And people were drawn to that community. They were drawn to his writing. And they found it to be that which nurtured them on their own faith journey. Part of the walking trails in the place called Gethsemane was a section that was given over as a memorial to a theological student who in the 1960s had been a part of the civil rights movement. He was a person who was so convinced that people should be treated with equality that he put his life on the line by being at the forefront of that cause. And he was killed because of his commitment. On a gentle slope in that setting in Gethsemane in Kentucky, there are several stations. The first of them is a crowd of disciples who have fallen asleep. It's a large statue, and you can see the people struggling to stay awake, but not able to do so. And further on up the slope is an anguished Jesus in prayer. Father, if it is possible, not my will but thine be done. And at the top of the hill is a small cross. Its presence is inescapable as a part of that story. Often I have shared the fact that in my life growing up, my father's sermons helped to shape the person that I am today. And if you've heard this story, you're just like my family, as I'll tell it one more time. There was a day when Dad quoted a hymn, which I believe is very important for us in terms of our own spiritual journey on this day. Must Jesus bear the cross alone, and all the world go free? No. There's a cross for everyone. And there's a cross for me. This day we have gathered at the foot of the cross. We have witnessed the sacrifice of our Lord. We claim the reality of our faith that this sacrifice makes a difference in our lives. And we journey on towards that moment when we gather as witnesses in another place, outside a tomb in an early morning. Your journey and my journey through life continues. May we always seek to be faithful witnesses to the sacrifice of our Lord. Amen.